there are 7 new interactive elements that people will really enjoy. You know, Jungle Trails is one of our most diverse and popular exhibits at the zoo. It's an immersion exhibit where people walk down the trails and feel like they're in the jungle with the apes and the monkeys. But these interactives give folks a chance to really get involved and kind of test themselves versus how a primate might get along. We've got areas where they can balance like a lemur, and I've done these. Some of them are challenging, no kidding, trying to walk along a what would be a vine in a tree, but here it's a great big thick rope for safety. A thing we do called thumbs up for thumbs, where you have to pretend you're a monkey that doesn't have thumbs and you're doing things such as lacing and tying a shoe and things like that. One that's fun is called swing like a gibbon, which is a little like monkey bars, if you will, from a kid's playground, except there's a low set for kids and there's a high set for their moms and dads. And that's a lot of fun to see families doing these together.
Interactive exhibits are really gaining popularity at zoos and at museums. How are they being received?
People love it. We're very fortunate. We're having a big year here at the Cincinnati Zoo. The weather's been good. The crowds have been good. And taking the time and money to update exhibits has really been an important part of our success. The zoo is 140 years old, and so we have a number of facilities that have been there for a while. Jungle Trails has been here 20 years. So the idea of saying, okay, here are these great exhibits, upgrading the parts of the visitor experience is new. You know, there's lots of interactive electronics, too, indoors, which
right.
is fun, where with the use of iPads, frankly, you can, rather than just see one static sign or one static picture, you can click and see dozens of videos. Lots of interactive questions for you and your family so you can take turns to have a little quiz together. And it's like that thing, you know, are you smarter than a fifth grader? Most often when I go down there, I see that the kids know the answers to the questions much better than their parents do.
Yeah, you've got the iPad and QR coded tour as well.
That we do. That's the thing we've added in a number of places in the zoo over the last few years. And folks really enjoy that because it's a way with one click to really get some in-depth, going to websites, going to videos. And they can also keep that information and review it when they're at home.
What's the next project you'll be working on at the Cincinnati Zoo and Botanical Garden?
Well, we're still excited about our Africa exhibit. As most folks know, the third phase of that opened this June, which is just great. You know, new restaurant and deck, which itself is a green restaurant certified, but also our new African lion exhibit, new cheetahs. But we're keeping going. The fourth phase, which will feature wild dogs, zebras, ostrich, kudu antelope, Grant's gazelles, meerkat, that'll all open next June, 10 months from now. And then we'll bring in Nile hippopotamus in June of 2015.
You can find out how to get more information about the Jungle Trails exhibit at the Cincinnati Zoo and Botanical Garden on our website at wnku.org under regional news. Thane Maynard, as always, a pleasure. Thank you.
Matt, thanks you. And thank everybody at WNKU.